with K-Rock.
3, 2, 1. Welcome to Not Machine.
Get ready for 2 hours of inane nonsense with your favorite overweight redheads, Fat and Ginger.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is 6 o'clock on a Sunday night and it is time for Fat and Ginger. We've been away for a couple of weeks while Luke has been sunning himself in Thailand, but I am back. My name is Tim Young and he is back across the desk. Welcome back, Luke Massey.
I sort of can't remember Thailand. It seems like it was that long ago. For those that don't know, I've been moving house the last couple of days, mate. Like, we flew in at 2 o'clock on Friday, picked up the keys by 3:30. Wow. I haven't stopped moving since. And I'm that tired and sore, mate. Like, I actually nodded off during the jingle, so apologies for that. and I was a bit late in tonight, wasn't I?
Yeah, we're a bit tardy, but that's all right. That takes us back.
I made it. I was actually putting TVs on the wall with my father-in-law, and I didn't measure the alcove versus my TV, and it didn't fit, so I've been trying to make it fit. And the old round, what's the saying? The round peg into a square hole.
That's right.
It just didn't fit, mate. No. But unfortunately, I don't have a TV budget right now.
No, and look, while you've been doing that, there's been plenty going on in Geelong as well.
I haven't noticed.
The Renegades are playing tonight at Kinnear Park.
Someone messaged me about that.
Yeah, quarter past seven it starts.
My mate Matt Murphy's there with his son Hunter, and I said I'd give him a cheerio. So hello to Matt and Hunter.
Yep.
We'll keep an eye on that throughout the week. But I tell you what, there is something that's been bugging me about yesterday moving, Tim.
Well, I came and helped. Look, I tell you what, mate, many hands make light work, right?
Well, that's what I want to talk about after the break.
And Ginger on K-Rock.
Yes, it is Fat and Ginger on K-Rock, and I can tell you what, Luke looks pretty upset over there, so I think we should probably make this dust off Sliced Alone and make this Luke's Law.
Are you going to do it?
There's not too many contenders out there that sound more punch drunk than me. That's why I like to listen to Luke's Law. It's so bad.
I don't know if it needed to be Luke's Law. I've got a bone to pick with you, but it's, Luke's Law tends to be a bit of a rant. I didn't want to rant at you, Tim.
Oh, this is going to be a rant. I can feel it coming. Yeah, I know you're well enough.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. So, all right, I just want to say, like, after moving house for the last couple of days, right, I'm not conditioned for moving house, Tim.
No, I don't think any of us are anymore, are we?
I know, but after 2 weeks in Thailand, and you know how people go over to Thailand for like fitness camps and boot camps and all that sort of stuff.
For kickboxing camps and
stuff. Yeah, they do that. Right. A friend of mine, Marcus Forbes, does it. I decided to take a stand and do the opposite. It was just 2 weeks of utter debauchery. Breakfast beers. I'm talking like... A mate actually messaged me yesterday and he said, I saw on the news there's no spring rolls left in Thailand. I did that. I did that, Tim.
Can you give me and the good people of Geelong a rough number of how many spring rolls
might have eaten? All I can say is there'd be a lot of carpal tunnel from rolling more to try and get some back into the country. I had that many green curries. You're looking at me now. I look like Gamora of Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm feeling green. But so I did all that. And then I come back and moved a lot of stuff, of stuff, right? And everything is just, I'm just feeling like, as you can see, I'm on an intravenous drip here.
Yeah, I can see
that.
And you've got the oxygen cylinder on one side, yeah.
I'm so sore, it just doesn't matter anymore. You know when you get like that? If you've got a sore leg, you go, my leg hurts.
Yeah.
Everything hurts. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. I've got muscles on the back of my... What's this part here?
Trapezius.
Is it?
I
don't know what it is, but there's stuff on the back of my shoulder where it joins up to the neck that I didn't even know I had
that's hurting right now.
And I don't understand it. But look, it's just utter acceptance. You go, this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
And it was a big couple of days.
And it's all right. You make it sound as if it's all done.
It is. Well, everything's moved. It's not unpacked. I told you about the TV fiasco before the song.
Yeah.
Geez, I cop shit for that too.
Oh, absolutely.
But lucky you've got good mates to help you, Tim.
Yeah, well, I was there. Fantastic.
You were there, mate, and I really appreciate that. Because what I thought was at the time, I need, like those DVD shelves, they're heavy, you know what I mean? Like they're very heavy and I haven't been able to get rid of them yet. And I thought I'll get three mates.
Yep.
You know, one on each corner and three mates because I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had everything packed ready.
You did, yeah.
Before I went to Thailand. Everything was ready to go. And got my two other good mates, Jai and Chris, and then my what would you call you? My best friend, my partner in crime.
Hetero life partner,
Mr. Tim Young. Now, what do you remember what you said when you walked in on Saturday morning, yesterday morning, when you come to help me move house?
I think I might have politely inquired where my coffee was and then said, I've got 1 hour, and that's
it. He said, you've got me for 1 hour.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got me for 1 hour.
Yeah, what's your problem?
That's
60 quality minutes.
Now, it took longer than an hour to bring you your coffee, sir. So you've got me for 1 hour, then you said, oh, I've got to go to some night out in Melbourne.
Yeah.
This is at 9:30 in the morning, listeners. Can I just put that out there? And I put the pressure on. So all of a sudden we're trying to rip through her. And after 1 hour, you've gone, okay, I think I've done my bit and I'm out of here. Now, I don't like asking people to do anything for me because, you know, you've got your life.
If that's the case.
You've got things to do.
If I can interrupt, if that's the case, why didn't you pay for a removalist?
No, what are they, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000?
What? Who are you paying?
You know how much it cost me to rent a truck, Tim? $230 and a couple of coffees. So what I'm trying to say is, like, what is the etiquette here? Like, if you ask someone to help you move and they go, they rock up and you think, well, that's one of my guys for the day.
Yeah.
And then after an hour he goes, well, I think you've got this.
I'm out.
Because I've got to be in Melbourne by 7 o'clock tonight.
It takes a long time to make this happen. Just what?
Well, what is the etiquette here? Like, I wasn't upset, Timmy, because you could never upset me. Like, you could never do it. I love you. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But what is the etiquette here? If you ask, because I'll tell you what, and this is another thing I will say.
What?
The place I moved out of, you used to live with me.
Yeah.
Where do you live now? Leopold?
Leopold, yeah.
But before that, you live with me.
Yeah, go on.
What's the place that I just moved out of and just spent the morning cleaning.
Anyway, who's coming up next?
Including your old bedroom, which took a long time. I can't believe how much stuff behind the bed that you used to just tuck down.
Oh, come on.
Disgusting. But what I'm asking is, what's the etiquette here? I want to put this out to the people of Geelong. If you offer to help move or if you're asked to help move and you say yes, what's the etiquette of time that you offer? Do you go 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, or is it till the job's done?
No, not at all. So what's the number they can call on?
It's 522-232-955. Let's have some people call in and tell me if someone has asked you to move or if you've asked someone else to move, how long do they have to be there? Because I think an hour is pretty pitiful.
I'll tell you what, though. Geez, it was a quality hour. I lifted some heavy stuff.
You are kidding yourself.
Nights on K-Rock 955, it's Fat and Ginger.
And that's Miss You by Oliver Tree and someone else whose name's been cut off on the system.
Who was it?
Oliver Tree.
Oliver Tree.
Yeah,
that's it. Are we just making names up now?
I think so, absolutely.
Olive Tree.
Oliver Tree.
Oliver Tree. I think that's
Olive Tree's his sister. I was going to ask you if you calm down, but I can see by your crimson.
Well, I'm a little bit red, but I think that might have been the sunburn from Thailand mixed with the sweat over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I'm still feeling very knackered, but I have calmed down a little bit.
Okay.
I got a message actually from a mate who wrote, hang on, where is it here? Because I said g'day to Matt
and his son
Hunter at the cricket, and this is my friend Matt McGallagher, so a different Matt.
Yep.
He's up in Queensland. He said, yeah, not bad. Shout out to that Matt and your other mate who's battering down the hatches as Cyclone Jasper is about to destroy the far north of Queensland.
Whereabouts in Queensland does he live?
He lives in Mackay.
He's about 1,500 k's. Oh,
he'll be alright, won't he?
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
It'll rain a lot.
If not, he's got bigger problems than me not mentioning him on K-Rock. So
which we just have. So there we go.
So I've killed two birds with one stone. Good day to Matt up there. He's coming down soon, so it's going to be a big session.
That's wonderful.
If I ever get the house moved.
No, which you won't. So look, what we're going to do is we're going to have a couple of songs while you sort of come back to resting.
Well, hang on. I haven't finished with this topic of conversation yet, Tim. Righto. Now, I notice that you, my friend, on Facebook. Well, I think it was while I was away in Thailand.
Yeah.
You settled on a property.
I did, yeah, very much. So we're moving in late January. Actually, can you give
me... Well, I'll give you an hour. There you go. You get an hour of my time, as you gave me an hour of yours.
Hour of your time is like 20 cents compared to my $100 of my time for an hour. Hey?
Well, that's what you get, mate. I'll give you an hour. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick the hour too. It's not going to be like a set time. I'll just say, all right, I've got an hour. You know what? You've got me between 4 and 5 p.m.
That'll be all right,
because all the heavy shit's done by then.
Oh, we'll see. I don't know. We'll save some for you. I tell you what, you can guarantee it won't be sort of before 10 in the morning, though.
When are you moving?
25th Jan.
Oh.
Yeah. What? What do you mean? Oh, so it's not even going to be an hour, is it?
No.
No, you're away, aren't you?
I'm at the Tamworth Music Festival. Well, I really appreciated that hour you gave me, and I'd like to take back the last few things I said. Shake that thing,
miss. Gives you help, All American Rejects. There we go. And that's one of your favourites. I saw you bopping along there, Lukey.
No, I wasn't bopping along. That was just my body convulsing from the weekend.
That was a cramp.
I did get a message, though, from someone who said, as long as you got beers at the end of the move, they should stay, have a session, then you won't want to do anything the next day.
Right. So I could say,
maybe it was my fault, Tim, for not putting on the beers.
Well, I did.
10:30 in the morning when you clocked off.
Did say,
I think I might have even offered you one, didn't I?
I can't remember if you did, but I remember walking up the road, flipping the bird behind me as I sort of walked off. And I wasn't going to fall for that. I'd just come back for a minute, Tim. No, I'm going. I'm out.
I'm out. So, what's going on with you, mate? I haven't really checked in with you since I got back.
No, look.
I do have something for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So you bought some lovely stickers from Bali.
Yep.
Which were beautiful that you sent me. Yep. And I did send you a bunch of photos of the kids wearing those stickers. Before I went to, when you come back from Bali, you gave me a present. Yep. You gave me a couple of presents. But you mentioned these stickers that you didn't want to talk about on air. Right?
Fair enough too.
Now, having said that, I got the kids to wear those stickers.
Yeah.
Our trip and send you the photos. Yeah. And the stickers were basically Luke is, and then there was another word but there was a bunch of them.
That's right.
So, it was a bunch of them, and my mum was very upset that I gave them to the kids. But I thought it was funny that I sent it to you. So having said that, I bought you back something that I'm going to give to you now.
Okay, lovely.
Okay, so a little, what is this? A little...
Friendship band.
Friendship band, a little bracelet. So I'm gonna pass that over to you right now, and you can tell the listeners what it is.
it says a ginger person.
Well, yeah, it's sort of. Not the first word, right?
No, that's right. Well, considering ginger where we are, it says ginger person.
Okay, it says ginger person.
Thank you very much, Luke. Yeah, very
no worries, mate. Now, we look after each other, don't we?
We do. Now, look, you've been away, so you probably aren't aware of what's going on with round zero and the start of next season in both the NRL and the AFL.
What are you talking about?
Right. Let's go back a bit, okay? I'll try and make this as quick as possible. So the NRL, in their wisdom, are playing a double header in Las Vegas at the Alley Giant Stadium, whatever it is.
60. No, they're not.
No, listen.
Part of the premiership season.
Let me finish.
Not a chance.
So the NRL are playing two games in Las Vegas as part of the premiership.
But as like a pre-season?
No, as part of the premierships, the first
two
games.
You are joking.
Now, if ever there was a group of people that should be banned from going to Las Vegas.
They're going to be drunk while they play. Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking. So I've figured out with the squads and everything, it's about 100 Australian rugby league players will descend upon Las Vegas. Now, Las Vegas calls itself the Sin City. They've got no idea what's coming.
This is a code that encourages sessions. You know when they play the Origins throughout the year? Well, instead of doing a camp, what we'll do is we'll get the boys together. Well, we've been in Coogee Bay while it happened, and they get the boys together and they all just get on the ink.
Mate, the CEO of the NRL would have PTSD from his phone.
They've organised that as round one and
round
two.
Round one. Round one. So the first two games of round one are happening on the Sunday before, and then it continues on the week after.
Do you remember?
Yeah, go on.
Sorry to cut you off. Right. But do you remember a few years back, and I'm talking about 10 years back, there was a Collingwood player or Port Adelaide player, John McCarthy, who passed away in Vegas?
Yeah, I remember hearing
that. He tried
to
jump off a rooftop and catch a palm tree.
Right.
You know, which was very, very sad. But, he weighed about 80 kilos. What are the NRL players going to do?
I shudder to think. And like I say, of all the groups of
people. There'll be nothing left of them.
Oh, mate, nothing left of Las Vegas, mate.
My God.
So,
do you want to go?
No, I do not. I want to stay well clear of Las Vegas. So they're playing the games at about, I don't know, if you do the time difference, 5 hours. They're playing about 6:30 and 8:30 on Sunday night on the 3rd of March.
What
right?
are they thinking?
So what they would be doing, they're going, right, guys, we're playing the games at 8:30, going to be finished by 10:30. You're on a 12 o'clock flight. Do not go anywhere else other than the airport.
It won't happen.
Of course it won't happen.
There'll be 23 spare seats on the flight.
But then they should be because, oh, my God.
What are they what are they trying to do?
I don't know.
What are they trying to achieve with it?
However, and I know we're going a bit long, so the AFL, right, which in my opinion is probably, doing a bit better than the NRL in terms of attendance.
In terms of looking at
everything,
after,
right?
Yeah, okay.
They've come up with this round zero idea. And I know you hadn't heard about it because when I said it, your brow furrowed. So what they're doing is they're taking...
Round zero.
They're taking four games into rugby league territory as a sort of, okay, you're doing that, we're going to do this to you.
Are you serious?
So, right, get this. On Thursday the 7th of March, Sydney are going
to... Round zero.
Wait, listen, it gets more bizarre. Sydney are going to play Melbourne in Sydney. And on Friday the 8th, Lions are going to play Carlton in Brisbane. The next day, on Saturday the 9th of March, the Suns are going to play the Tigers at the Gold Coast and the Giants are going to play the Pies in Western Sydney. And everyone else gets a bye.
In round zero?
In round zero.
In round one, which is essentially round one.
No, well, it's not. It's round zero, thanks very much. And then...
What is wrong with these people?
Wait. And then over the next five or six rounds, they're going to have a team have a bye so that everyone has an even number of games that comes at the end of the season.
Just reactive. Like, this annoys me. Tim... I don't even know where to start with round zero.
I love it.
First of all, the name, round zero.
Well, they're not
great with their names. They've already got the gather round, which I hate the name of the gather round. They might as well call it the reach around, right? I'm sick of that.
Why is
it such a reaction to NRL? Why can't the two codes just like live in harmony? There's enough interest there.
But before we go to a song, and I think we probably should because you're getting worked up again. I think one of the AFL's real draw cards is that it has its traditions.
Round zero.
And it sticks to the traditions.
Well, you know what happened in New York at ground zero?
Yeah, well, that's...
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they might as well call it rock bottom. We've hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
Fat and Ginger on K-Rock.
It's One Republic with I Ain't Worried. And you look like you've got something to say there, Luke.
Well, I'm just sick of this whole AFL versus NRL thing. There's enough space there for two codes to coexist. And it just reminds me a little bit of, do you remember the old phone wars in the 90s?
Right.
Motorola versus Nokia. And you had one or the other.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden iPhone come through and they just went bust. Yeah. I reckon that will happen to both these codes. You got soccer, you got basketball. Just find your little market and stay in it.
Can I say something?
Go on.
I think that it's when marketing runs sports and sports doesn't run marketing.
Yeah.
So you got marketing people. So look, after the break,
the cricket's on tonight too here in Geelong. Have they been promoting that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they've been in a massive pump and they've got the street crew down there and a multi-station sensory experience for everyone to enjoy before the game.
And the K-Rock's been, you told me the K-Rock's been...
Yeah, they're right behind it. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, good on them. Aaron Go French. Renegades. I used to be a member of the Renegades for years until COVID hit.
That's right. Well, maybe you should do it again.
Maybe I'll jump back on board. Go Renegades tonight, not just because I've got a multi with the Punters Club.
Stop it. After this, we have got Have Your Spray. And I've got to say, we've got friend of the show. I won't say who it is yet because you don't know. Friend of the show who hooks right into you.
Into me?
Into you.
What have I done?
Hey,
our friends.
No, you had a crack at this person.
Did I?
Yeah.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah.
Has this like been a long time coming?
Hey, it's been a long time coming in every respect.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
You're back.
These two fat and ginger gentlemen have been whinging for years. Now it's your turn. Time to have your spray.
Yes, it is time for Have Your Spray. And the first thing we can have a spray about is me behind the desk. That's the first thing I've stuffed up in a couple of weeks, I'll have you know.
That's only because you haven't been here. To be fair.
That's to be fair. But it is time for Have Your Spray.
Well, I'm a little bit worried about this first one you're talking about.
So I'll just read it out to get your, organic, genuine reactions on air. So it's from friend of the show, Associate Professor Dave Bates.
Professor Dave Bates. So, I think last time...
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
It was going back probably, 3 weeks ago, he wrote something in and I never called him Associate Professor Dave Bade. I just call him Dave Bade, and I can imagine
you think
what
this
he
is
can
it,
say
then.
About that.
I think you might have given him a bit more of a spray than just that as
Maybe
well.
Maybe there was a little bit more. There might have been a little bit more.
Yeah, so he says, I haven't responded to Luke's vitriolic attack on me as of yet, but I'm happy to be the official fact checker of Fat and Ginger, which would be good.
Oh, that's right.
You know, he's a bit more learned than you and I.
A little bit, yeah. And he's got more time too.
Oh, yeah.
He's a surgeon.
Yeah, no, they do nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. For starters, the medical condition of having a big head isn't hydrocephalitis, as you keep saying, but just hydrocephalus.
Oh, he's a good researcher, right? I take it back.
There's more. I think you're combining it with elephantitis, as in come and see the freak. Thanks, Dave. How am I getting the...
I thought you said he was going to get stuck into me. He's actually getting stuck into you, which is great. So, look, what can I say? Associate Professor Dave Bate, I'd like to formally apologise. I insinuated that you didn't have much of a life so you can spend your time fact-checking us.
And listening to us.
Didn't I say something like, if his wife come out in a nice negligee, that he would like say, oh, sorry, I'm busy, I'm listening to Fat and Ginger.
That's exactly what you said.
I can understand why he's a little bit upset now. Obviously, that would not happen.
No.
Obviously, she'd come out and say, Associate Professor Dave Bate, I'm in a nice negligee. Like, she wouldn't call him Dave Bate, of course. So,
I don't know how it works at their house.
After that, he'd ignore her. But look, I didn't use his right title, and I apologise for that, Associate Professor Dave Bate.
Oh, there we go. All right, you got number two there, I think.
I don't like this one. You've just given it to me now, and I really take offence there. So, Christian from Clifton Springs, do you know who that is?
I've got an idea, but let's see what he has to say.
So, last couple of Sunday nights have been good on K-Rock. please tell me you two bozos won't be back this week. But he's written two, like TOO, bozos won't be back this week. So do they even get K-Rock in Clifton Springs?
I don't even know where that is.
The coast. Have they got wireless down that way yet? I don't know.
Surely
they haven't fitted them to their donkeys they ride yet. But look, Christian, I can only apologise, mate. We are back tonight. And if you're listening, I'll try and be a little bit more Christian myself from now on. Is he Christian or is it just his name?
No, I think that's just his name, yeah.
So. Okay, well, look, Christians do believe that God created everything, so they also created my middle finger. So I'd like to offer that to you, Christian.
That's fantastic. Great radio. Now, look, last one is Jake from Geelong, who is completely the opposite, really. Says, the show is very funny, thanks very much, but the forced nights out are the best.
Oh, is Jake Budge?
Hey, yeah.
Is Jake Budge?
Yeah, and he says the best... Oh, and the time that Tim did a nudie run.
Yeah, he loves it. He loved the nudie run, didn't he? I think he mentioned it at the time.
Yep.
So for those of you that don't know, back when we were on the, what was the station called?
FM in Ballarat.
I should remember that. That's Voice it. FM, they're a fantastic station, obviously by the fact I can't remember what they're called. And we did that, and Tim said if we don't get a certain amount of callers or something.
No, I was trying to get the podcast downloaded in 50 countries around the world.
That's
it was ridiculous.
And you didn't get even close, and you did a nudie run after the show. Down the main street of Ballarat, which is fantastic. It was like, honestly, you know what it was like? It was like watching a nature program. it was like watching an elephant get mauled by gravity.
I remember a car came down the street too.
Yeah,
and I was just hoping for no one. But before Tay-Tay takes us away here, I managed to negotiate myself from nudity back to some undies, and that's one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah, I know. That was disappointing.
Imagine Dragons with Thunder here on K-Rock 955. You're with Fat and Ginger at 6:53 p.m. My name is Tim Young, and across the desk from me, as always, is my good mate, Luke Massey.
Is that a sound effect, or is it raining outside? Because the cricket's on. I just don't want it to be affected.
No, I think we're good. It's windy, though. I can see the palm trees moving out on Moorabool Street.
I thought it was just windy in here. I don't know what you're doing over there, but it's just too much, Tim. It's too much.
Too much going on. Well,
it smells like Thailand.
Yeah. We've had a good first hour, I think, and
not really. I feel like I'm letting the team down. Like, I'm tired. My body's just aching still. And to be honest, I feel like going to have a little sleep.
You got the hour break.
Can I do that?
Got a couple of minutes here.
I'll tell you what. I've been pretty upbeat as far as I can be.
Yeah.
In the next hour, I might start to let people have it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you haven't so far.
There's a certain cheap airline that I'd like to have a little chat to.
Fair enough.
Having flown back with them on Friday.
You flew both ways with this cheap airline, didn't you?
Yes, and of course, as there always is with this particular airline, there was a delay. Well, when you want to get home and start moving house, that's what you want, a three-hour delay sitting around at an airport.
Yeah.
And then just a few issues on the flight, so I might mention that.
No, yeah, absolutely.
And then I might have a go at a few other people. So the Asian economy is going to be under threat.
That's right.
And I've probably got a few family members that I want to chat to after the trip. No, I'm only joking. My family are great. And you've got one for the Justin Murphy Award because you told me you've got the Justin Murphy Award covered tonight.
Yeah, I've done it. So I know you've been busy and you're aching and you're hurting. So I have taken care of the Justin Murphy Award and I know.
Thank you, mate.
That's my pleasure. Now, I know we've said this before, but we have gone to the very, 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 very,
well, I only wish that you had taken care of me moving yesterday like you took care of the Justin Murphy Award.
You're an idiot.
Rock 955.
Most women like tall, dark men. I'm not most women. I like fat and ginger.
Yes, back with the second hour of Fat and Ginger here, K-Rock 955. My name is Tim Young. Across the desk from me is Luke Massey. G'day, Luke. Are you excited for a big second hour of Fat and Ginger?
I'm sorry, mate. To be honest, I was just watching the cricket telecast here. They got Glenn Maxwell, World Cup hero. And it's in Geelong, mate. I can't believe there's such a big game here in Geelong. It's great for the town.
Massive, massive.
And I'll probably be watching that for most of the second hour. So if anyone's listening, I'd probably switch off. Because I'll just be watching the cricket. But you've got one of your favourite players is playing tonight, the South African.
Is he?
Yeah, Quinton de Kock. Is that how you say his name? Tim?
Yes, it is. That's right.
Because you told me you love him as a batsman.
Do I?
Well, I think that's what you said.
What did I say?
You said, I love de Kock. Is that still the case? Do you still love de Kock?
I'm playing a song.
Tim?
Little Boo Thing by Paul Russell. Very short song, that. And we're back.
It was very short, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like you gave me a little serve off air too.
Yeah, I did give you a serve.
Talking about the...
Yeah, the South African batsman.
What's his name, Tim?
Hey?
His name is de Kock. Like, do you want me to make it up?
Can I stop you there?
Yeah.
Right? Can I actually, and this is true, I used to work in Gove with a guy, a South African bloke, and his name was Roloff de Kock. That was his name.
That is disgusting. I can't believe you just gave me a serve about talking about a South African cricketer and then you're saying filth like that. It really upsets me. Was it really?
Yeah, it was. And he had de Kock on his number plate.
There must be a lot of de Kocks in South Africa.
Because it's D-E-K-O-C-K.
Yeah.
K-O-C-K, sorry.
Yeah, so it's not like trying to talk about other parts.
Stop. I'm sorry I brought it back up. I'm sorry I engaged with you on this topic.
Well, Roloff, was he all right? Or?
No, he was a good guy.
Yeah?
He's a good guy.
He wasn't
a... Stop.
Okay.
Right. So I want to talk about the end of the working year, which is fast approaching for a lot of people.
Yeah, I clocked off. I clocked off back in April, actually.
I was going to say, because
I start Feb, finish about April.
Yeah, and I can't sit down at my day job, and I just sort of, I'm finding motivation very hard.
Where do you work, Tim?
I'm not saying that on air.
Okay, can I?
No, you cannot.
I will.
No, do not say that.
No. And it's not Las Vegas, but Viva Las Vegas sort of thing.
You're like a spanner, dead set. And anyway, I'm really motivated and I really enjoy working there and it's really good. No, I do, genuinely, but it's just that time of year.
No, you don't. You tell me all the time how much you love it.
Thank you. And it's that time of year. So what is it? It's the 10th of December today, right?
Yeah.
So there's 2 weeks pretty much until Christmas.
And then how long have you got off over Christmas?
Just
the 2 weeks? Yeah.
So, I'm taking time off while I move. You know, you're away at Tamworth.
Well, I'd love to be there to help.
Doing your boot scooting or whatever and your banjo playing or whatever you're doing.
That'd be good.
So different people have different attitudes. So you, for example, you've signed off as of April.
Yeah, I finished up in April.
Yep.
I've got my 2 months coming up in Feb.
And then what I'm doing already, I'm already doing my out-of-office reply on my emails. I'm already crafting it, ready to go.
What's it say?
I think it's actually pretty run-of-the-mill, you know. I've gone, because I used to have the contact such and such or do this or do that. The more I'm there, the more I just go, I'm out of the office, I'm away from emails, I'll attend to it when I get back.
Wouldn't it be good to just be like, would that be a business to start up once where you handcraft them for people and just go, look, I can't be bothered,
that's
but
right.
I'm going to act like I can. So you pretend that you want to converse with me.
Yep.
And we both get through this together.
Yep, that's right.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's good, yeah. That's right. This is a difficult time for everyone. If you're sending me emails during this time,
you've got no life.
Yeah, that's right. You've got all.
So yeah. I don't really want to talk to you anyway.
No, that's right.
But if you're happy to wait till the end of Jan, I'm happy to wait till the end of Jan.
That's right.
So why don't we just pretend that we went through the whole process?
This is good. What would you call it?
I don't know.
Messages not on hold. Remember how there was messages on hold?
Messages on hold, yeah.
Remember with the fingers at the footy all
the
time?
Footy, yeah.
You were down here at Cadenia Park as a young man. You would have, you know, seen a lot of that.
Can be bothered. Can't be bothered. I don't know. No, we'll have to come up with a name.
Can brackets not be bothered.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah.
So, but look, I think, and this year's a difficult one because.
I've got it.
What?
Christmas whole a days. Is that good?
That's good. I like that.
Thanks, mate.
That's good. Well done. You're a marketing genius. So, and this year, Friday, I think it's Friday the 22nd, isn't it? Then Saturday the 23rd, Sunday the 24th, and Christmas is on the Monday.
Oh, I haven't looked that far ahead.
So man. It's a bit ordinary this year that you go all the way up to the 22nd. So that's what everyone will end up doing, because if it was further along in the week, you'd go, okay, I'll take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off.
Yeah.
And then just go into it. But no.
So the tradies work right up?
I think so.
As well?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, because I like to go out on tradie night.
Do you?
Yeah, just have a few. Because I just feel part of the, like if you go out on tradie night, it makes you look like you should be a tradie. So people call and go, oh, what do you mean? Oh, mate, I've been flat out.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell them I've got no tools in my house. I've got like a measuring tape.
You've got a multi-tool that I bought your son, which he never uses.
Which he never used, which I took into my possession.
Yeah.
I've got a screwdriver.
Yep.
And I've got a hammer.
Yep.
And all three have got Bob the Builder on the side of it. So to go out on tradie night is as close to a tradie as I'll ever get.
You're riding on their coattails.
Absolutely.
Oh, I forgot the bait. Hey,
when I'm sitting in my trailer, waiting to make my next awful movie, I like to listen to Tim's topic.
And he's just burst in the room and done the topic anyway.
What have you got for us this week?
The way I feel...
Was that your topic? You already did it.
I already did it. It
was about the premature topic-er.
I am. And look... We paid for that. We might as well play it.
Yeah, I know. It does get a little bit like that. But look, when do you feel like the end of the season should be?
For work?
Yeah, 22nd is not acceptable.
No, when I think it should be a week before Christmas.
Yeah?
So it should, or 10 days, the 15th of December. So sometime later, this Friday.
This Friday.
This Friday would be perfect.
Why don't you clock off, mate?
I might do that.
Just write a little email. Start sending out those ones and go, oh, I'm out of office.
That's right, yeah. Just put it on and not turn up.
Yeah, I like it.
Wonder how many days I could do that for.
Well, let's do it here. Can we do it here?
No, let's not do
just
it here.
Send one to Tom.
Hey?
Send one to Tom. I'm out of office.
Yeah.
I'll be back when? End of Jan?
7th of January we're going to be back.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
You didn't talk to me about that.
I don't talk to you about much anymore.
Hey, play your jingle or whatever.
No, we're playing a song. Eyes Closed by Ed Sheeran.
Kiss.
Kiss by The Revolution and Prince.
Well, we had a wicket, Tim.
Wicket with a second ball, and it was absolutely plumb too.
As well as a wicket, I got a message of a maggot.
Right.
I don't know if that's his real name.
Yeah, I doubt it.
But he said, when you go out on tradie night, that's when they call you a toolie.
I thought that was for schoolies.
Well, that's what I thought too. But he goes, but then you've got no tools and you wouldn't know how to use them.
Geez, that's a bit rough.
So he said, I'm having a few beers in the shed listening. So good on you, maggot.
Oh, thanks, maggot. All the very best to you.
I don't know if that's his real name.
No, well, you'd hope not.
Maybe that's what his parents called him. Because he just crawled out. Nah, I won't go into that.
Stop it.
What are we doing now?
So
I've been too busy watching the cricket.
No,
it's exciting.
I know. But up next, you are going to hook into a certain cheap airline.
Yeah, I am a little bit.
And I'm going to explain that really our cheap airlines aren't as bad as some other cheap airlines in the world. So I can't wait for that. And look, stop watching the cricket. Look at me.
All right. Yeah, but look at you or I look up at the TV. What's more exciting?
Yeah, that's fair enough too. All right. We'll be back soon. Fat and Ginger, K-Rock 955.
Geelong's favourite way to win.
Olivia Rodrigo with Get Him Back. A conflicting song, if nothing else.
Well, I thought when you started playing that, I looked up at the screen to see if that was Taylor Swift because it sounded exactly like Taylor Swift,
doesn't it? Yeah, very much so.
Interchangeable.
Indeed. Good word.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe that's the name of the next tour.
Yeah.
Now, you want to have a go at an unnamed budget airline.
Yeah, I'm not going to name them, Tim, because I just bought a new house and I don't want it to be taken off me. So I'm going to cryptically talk about the airline.
I look forward to this.
Okay, so I'm going to give them a made-up name.
Can I interrupt you? For someone who is so uncryptic and never really bothers
about... I'm going to give them a made up name because I've got property now.
Yeah, yeah, you've got responsibilities.
And responsibilities. So
go on.
I'm going to call them Starjet. Right? So that could be anyone.
It could be absolutely anyone.
All right. So we flew over there. And I'm going to say on the way there, it was fine. It always is on the way there because you're in a good mood, aren't you?
Yeah, you are.
But on the way back, it got delayed like 3 hours. And we're flying overnight.
Oh, so what time was it meant to leave?
It was meant to leave at like 10 at night, local time. It left at like 1 in the morning. And there's not much to do at the airport in Phuket. And you just know you got to get home and go straight into the moving process.
Well, you had that extra thing, didn't you, of going straight into the moving. So watch that
just
time.
Like, I'm just thinking of the time I've lost the next day. Yeah. Anyway, that is what it is. And, you know, but budget airlines like that, you go, okay, I know I've got to pay for food.
Yep.
I know I've got to pay for entertainment.
Yep.
You know those sorts of things, right?
They're pretty upfront.
They're upfront about it. You can pay extra and you get it. And that's fine. On the way there, I did.
Yep.
For both. On the way back, I didn't have a lot of leftover holiday money, so I decided to forego. But what annoyed me, it was just these little things that you don't think about.
Yeah.
Like, for example, we're flying overnight. Yeah. Me and my partner had a little three-year-old sitting between us who was fast asleep.
Oh, good.
And shivering.
Oh,
and
really?
And you go, oh, can I just grab a blanket? They go, yeah, no worries. They come back, that'll be $15.
$15? Did you get to keep the blanket?
Well, I don't know. We left it on there. You probably did get to keep it, but, like, really? $15.
Hiring.
Like, they've got air conditioning just pumping in. It's not like they've got temperature control.
No.
It's just air conditioning pumping in everywhere.
Yeah.
And then $15 for that. And it was just like all these little things that they, you know, oh, you want a coffee? Yeah, that'll be, you know.
$25.
Like, well, don't offer me then.
Yeah.
You know, just give it to me free, please.
That's right. Or do you want a three-day-old toasty that's been sitting in your oven?
And you know, you can't move your legs in those seats. No. They should pay you to go, I think. I don't know. It just really annoyed me. But then I was telling you about that, and you told me about some of the ones in Europe.
Yeah, so again, we don't want to get sued. Yeah. So I'm going to call this one Air Ryan.
Okay, I like that.
Could be any airline, right?
It sounds a bit like Ryanair, but I imagine it wouldn't be. Because it, like, just to take one word and put it in front of the other would be too simple for people like me and you.
Lazy,
we just wouldn't do it. We would not do it.
So on Air Ryan, apparently, so the CEO of Air Ryan has been very upfront that all he wants is cheap fares, that any cost, which is a ridiculous
thing. And I remember being over in England. This, we're talking 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you'd fly to Scotland for like a pound.
That's right. So what he said, because people have had a go at him about this sort of thing, they said, you've taken toilets off planes. And he goes, well, yeah.
What?
He goes, you can fit in another couple of rows of seats, and if you're flying from London to Paris or London to Edinburgh.
Me. I'm going to hold you up there.
Right.
They've what?
They've taken toilets out of some flights.
There's no toilets on the whole flight?
No. That's right. So, right, not, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. So what he said is if you're flying from London to Paris or London to Edinburgh, which is not very far at all, probably a 40-minute flight, you can hang on.
But hang on. They serve liquor on these flights, right?
I would imagine so. They'd sell it to you.
They'd sell it to you for a
substantial.
I couldn't get a liquor license at my cafe a few years back because I didn't have enough room for a proper male and female toilet. So I couldn't get a liquor license, and they can put them on a plane. I'd love to see that in like the flight back from Thailand with no toilets.
Yeah, but hang on. The flight back from Thailand was what, 10 hours or 8 hours or whatever?
Yeah, I know.
This is 40 minutes across the ditch. Like, you know, I can see.
How can you not have a toilet, mate?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I did
doing
do a lot
with
of
it?
Research.
Like, I can imagine having it like from Denpasar to Darwin or something like that. Everyone with barley belly. The doors would open like the scene of the lift of The Shining.
That's right.
It just flowing out.
Oh, Jesus. But the other one he said is that he wants to introduce standing room on planes.
What?
So they have half the cabin as seats and half the cabin as standing. So he said what you'd do is you'd charge you £10 or
like
whatever.
Like a bus.
Well, exactly like a bus. And he goes,
well, what are we turning into here?
So what he said they've done the research, right? And he goes, it's still safe, right? But it's cheap. And so he said you'd charge £1 for those tickets and £10 for the seats. And he goes, I guarantee you the pound ones would sell out first.
Yeah,
despite
okay.
the, you know, everything.
There you go.
So maybe Starjet
isn't
as bad.
I'll tell you what, a bit of standing room the other night would have been good because I couldn't move my legs for about 3 hours afterwards.
Oh, mate, were you more sore then or now?
Now.
Yeah, you're really hurt now.
I didn't, there's a lot more muscles now that I didn't even know I had. I don't even think they're muscles. I think they're just pressure points.
I
tell you what, I could do with a Thai massage now.
Yeah,
I'm in the wrong spot.
No, God, stop. No.
There was no happy ending.
No, music's coming on by Tim.
Hey.
Runaway by Pink here on K-Rock 955 at 7:35 p.m. You're with Fat and Ginger. My name is Tim Young. Across the desk is a much more relaxed, if not a bit sore, Luke Massey.
Well, I'm a bit happier after that wicket.
Yes, excellent, yeah.
And I'm a big fan of Pink too, mate. I must say that. I'm a big fan. Like, she just keeps pumping out hits. She's been doing that since, what, 2001 or something.
She's been around for a while.
Been around for a long time and just keeps pumping out great music. And here's to Pink.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I love her. She's great.
People we don't love, though, are people who we give the Justin Murphy Award to.
Wow, that's one end of the spectrum to the other.
Indeed it is. And I can say that if the same amount of love we have for Pink is the same amount of non-love, because I don't like the H word.
So no, it's okay. Well, no, it's not a H word thing. But, yeah. You're talking about some real. And you're giving it to a group this time.
Well, I think. Because you can't single one person out of the group.
Well, you used to be able to. That person's been detached from the group.
Indeed they have. That's right. So, yeah. So it's the whole group. But look, it's one of the most famous groups in the world.
Yeah, okay.
One of the best managed brands in the world. Okay. There you go.
Not the Catholic Church.
No, it's right up there with the Catholic Church, though.
Oh, I can't wait to hear who it is.
So the Scorchers are 2 for 20 after 4.5 overs, and Sutherland is 1 for 5 after 0.5 of an over, or 5 balls, I should say.
And I reckon if people were interested in the cricket score, they'd be watching the cricket.
Not listening to us. Cheerio from Fenton Ginger 955 on K-Rock. Yeah. When the lights go out by 5. That's a bit of an old classic, isn't it? I know that one from a long time ago.
Oh, when the lights go out?
Yeah.
Used to happen to me at a few venues in this area.
Stop it.
I know, that's when the lights go on.
The lights go on, then you have to go home.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Right. Now, look, it's that time. It's time for the Justin Murphy Award.
Are you a hypocrite or a bit of a sook? You might be a candidate for the Justin Murphy Award.
Yes,
let's see if you've won.
Let's see indeed, Morgan. Now, I've sort of gone a bit off script with this one because, you know, as he says, it's about if you're a hypocrite or a bit of a sook. Now, I think probably these people fit into sooks maybe, but just generally it's a bit of a sort of vibe thing that I'm just over them.
Okay, because this is all coming from you. I'd just like to put that out there. I've had nothing to do with this
whatsoever.
Thanks
for your support.
No. I just want to make, like, usually we're a team, but this is purely Tim Young of Leopold.
That's right. Who's just about to settle on a house.
Yeah.
That's right. So,
I mean, these people own enough property.
Yeah, that's right. Indeed they do. So, as I said, it's one of the biggest, best managed brands in the world, and I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them trying to prove that.
I'll tell you who it is first.
No, I'm building up to it.
No, it's the way you do it. Put your money where your mouth is, mate.
All right. Okay. Gee, very aggressive tonight.
I told you, I'm sore. I'm tired.
So, it's the royal family.
Okay.
I'm just over them. All of them. I'm sick of them saying, oh, here's the royal family's Christmas card photo. Don't care. Here's Prince Charles and Queen Camilla opening up a tuna factory in Skegness or wherever. Don't care.
If they open up another tuna factory.
Yeah, another one.
That's right.
Here's Minor Royal number 16 who's, you know, done something silly on TikTok.
This is the thing. I know what you're talking about. It sells new ideas in women's days, doesn't it?
It does.
But really, do they have any influence on anything?
Nothing at all. No. That's what I mean. And yet, and this is what I go back to what I was saying. They are the best managed brand in the world.
Mm.
So that's the whole raison d'être. The whole reason for being is to perpetuate
themselves.
I reckon
their publicist hasn't been going that well lately.
You reckon?
Well,
I reckon they cover up a lot of stuff, and I reckon they steer the general conversation down the right paths.
With the old Meghan debacle.
Yeah, but that's sort of gone away.
Yeah, it has probably. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
probably because they haven't got much more to say. They've done their Netflix special. They've done their tell-all books.
They've built their house out of stacks of $100 bills. So, look, I know they're not maybe. Are they hypocrites? Maybe, but I don't know. I'm just sick of them.
The royal family.
I'm just sick of them. So, you know, I just wish you could have like a, you know, if you're watching the news and it comes up, the royal family, it just goes beep and that's it.
Like the old ABC.
Yeah, test pattern.
Yeah.
That comes
up. But the problem is the English love them, right? For some reason, the English love them. They do. And you've got an English passport, so you're probably going to get heckled down by your own compatriots over there. But for some reason, they love them. They don't have anything to do with us over here anymore.
No.
When was the last time a royal came here?
Good question. It was a few years ago. I think Prince Harry came here for the Invictus Games, yeah.
It was probably because he had a piece on the side or something. Or Rachel from Suits hadn't turned up
yet. Yeah, that's right.
But no, they don't give a rat's toss bag about us.
No.
but we're supposed to care about them. And I don't think that anyone, and you know, we're always evolving as a society.
Indeed,
in Australia.
We are.
The older generation who grew up in the war days, like my nana, when the Queen died, she just spent 3 days watching TV nonstop because it meant a lot to her. She grew up in that era.
I'll tell you what, it was hard not to watch it for 3 days straight there. There wasn't much else on.
Well, not only that, she's been in a coma for about 10 years. But there's
poor nana.
She's great, isn't she?
She's fantastic.
But that era, I grew up with them, and they're connected. Now, do you remember we had the referendum in the 90s, I think it was?
Yeah, 99 or 2000.
We're going to give you a chance to move away. Yeah. And we overwhelmingly voted to stay.
We did.
And I think that's because the older generation didn't know any better or didn't know any different, and the younger generation really didn't have a voice
an idea.
At that
that's
point.
Right. Yeah.
I think if you did it again now, I think we'd leave.
I think so.
Because, one, you wouldn't hear about any of the openings of the tuna factory.
No, that's in Skegness.
In Skegness.
That's it.
Where is Skegness?
Oh, no, somewhere in England.
And two, you know, we want to be independent now. I think we're ready for our own voice,
Tim.
Yeah, I
think so.
So maybe we should lead the charge on that because we haven't done stuff all about Test cricket.
No, I know. I'm just waiting for the right moment. Yeah, I don't know when that is.
In between overs 3 and 4? Because you told me to stop watching the cricket, and every time I look over there, you're looking up at the TV.
I am not. I'm focused on what we're doing here, Luke.
Okay, right. Yeah. But anyway, well, we're going to give them the Justin Murphy Award. Yeah,
absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, I don't like the rules. I don't dislike them. I just don't have any affection
for them. It's like sponge cake. It's like tofu. It's like it's just nothing.
I do appreciate though that they skate by, and they go all right without doing a day's work. And from someone who does something very very similar, I do appreciate the best in the business at that. So I will take my beanie off to a man.
Luke, like the royal family. K-Rock 95.5. Cake by the Ocean by DNCE, and you're here with Fat and
Ginger. By who, mate?
DNCE, I believe.
DNCE?
Yeah.
Is there an A missing?
No, there is an A missing.
Yes. And that's by design?
It appears to be.
Or did they just type it in wrong into the screen? Because I don't imagine you'd be all over that.
No. It appeared I did look at it while you were watching the cricket, and it does look as if it's DNCE.
Well, the cricket's been called off.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, mate.
But then again,
it could be a big flop.
If people were interested in the cricket, they'd be watching it, Luke, wouldn't they?
Hey, Tim, it could be a big flop.
It's time for That's Crap.
Don't believe the hype. That's actually crap.
Yes, it is. It's 7 minutes to 8 here, so we better get a wriggle on. So,
I just saw your face there when I nearly said that, and you've just gone quick. I've never seen you press a button
so fast. Yeah. I'm going to go first here. So That's Crap is a segment where we explore things that everyone thinks are going to be okay or good and turn out to be crap. So the first one is...
the cricket tonight.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Could be your next week's.
Yeah. So look, my one, given that we haven't got a lot of time left, is being the designated driver. Now, when I raised this with you earlier, you said, at what stage ever has that been seen as a good thing?
No.
So the last time I saw...
Oh, we went to the Robbie Williams concert.
I was going to say, so the last time I saw you before you went to Thailand, in fact,
the night before,
was at the Robbie Williams concert.
I've never seen someone so miserable...
No.
...to be at a function, like any function, let alone Robbie Williams, one of the great entertainers of all time.
Jeez, he talked a lot, though.
He did talk a lot,
I was designated driver because the general consensus of the group I went with was, we'll just find a cab or something afterwards. And I tried to point out that would be a fool's errand. It was a nightmare after the game.
Yeah, but usually by that time you're half cut, so you don't really care.
So I'll tell you what, that was a thing. So there I was trudging back through the mud right to the car with the mud sucking my best Havaianas into the abyss. I lost my thongs.
Did you?
Yeah, and I was trudging along my bare feet, holding an Esky and a bag in the other hand, stone cold sober. Just going, this is just crap.
Oh, the whole night, I focused on you more than what was happening on stage because you just looked miserable. You had this poncho on that made you look like a giant condom over the top and you just had this frown underneath like, I'm here with friends, but they're not going to be friends for much longer. And you made me more amused than anything that happened on stage. You just hated it. You hated being there.
That's not true. I didn't hate it. There were bits of it that I wish I could... I don't know.
Well,
that's redo.
What you get for being the designated driver. So, what's your problem with us? You said there was something else.
I know. So, the other problem is if you're the designated driver, you've also got to be a bit of the bad guy too. So, if you're at a party and you're the driver, right? Yeah. You go, oh, look, yeah, it's time for us to go, or I want to go, and stay. Because the other people, you know, they're having a great night. Time's flying for them, but it's dragging for you. And you go, listen, you know, we said 10 o'clock, let's go. And
yeah. We used to run the bus trips to the footy in the old days, and there was 12 seaters that would just be like, you know, a few slabs on board, it'd be massive. And on the way back, like, everyone would go, oh, can you stop here? Can you stop here? Can you stop here? And whoever's a driver would say, look, I just want to get home.
Yeah, it'd be a nightmare.
I only ever drove once.
Yeah.
And I completely understood it.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, can you just drop me off here? And can you just drop me off in Leopold? Can you just drop me off in Drysdale? Yeah. You're like, no, mate. I'll tell you what. I'll make one stop in the middle of the city and you get your own way home and be thankful for it.
Yep.
So I completely understand what you're talking about. I only ever did it once.
Yeah, exactly. So do you agree that's crap?
That's crap. Let's go.
What's yours?
Yeah. I've got the Asian economy.
Rather broad. We've only got four minutes left.
I remember you getting back from Bali recently. Do you remember you went to Bali? I don't know if we mentioned it on the show. I think we might have mentioned it briefly. You went to Bali, right?
Yeah.
And you came back and you said, look, it's okay, but it just seems like the prices have gone up a little bit. I went to Thailand and I put, I can't remember how much we put aside for the entire trip, but let's just say it was pretty much gone in the first 3 of 11 days.
Yeah.
Like the what you used to get, like the beers, I remember, used to go into 7-Eleven and you get a beer for like a dollar. That's truly gone behind you now. It's like $3 for a beer. And it's gone crazy. And I know that it's all about we want them, other people in other countries, to have a better life for themselves. I get all that, but not at my expense. I want to be able to go over there and spend no money and just like do whatever I want. And I don't like the fact that these countries
are doing well
and against our dollar. I should live like a king for $3 a day.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, Asian economy, that's crap.
Hey, Rock 955. Do you know what? I put that in and I put the stop in and everything and I still tripped over myself.
Don't give away the tricks of radio, mate. Nobody would have known if you never said
it.
I know. I mean, they've already had the fast in the cricket. They're walking off.
That's disappointing for Geelong, isn't it?
No, it is, because I've got to get home past that ground and everyone's going to be leaving.
Oh, you do too, don't you? Yeah, that's no good.
I'll try and go a different way.
Go by the ring road.
I might go get some dumplings and wait it out.
Very good. That's us for the night. It's 8 o'clock, so we're all done. Thank you, Luke. I thought, we've had a great time.
Sorry I haven't been in the last 2 weeks. I mean, not that Christian gives a shit. Like, he was quite happy to the generic feed.
No, that's right. No, but look, we've had a great time. Thanks to everyone who contributed. Thanks, Maggot.
Yeah, Maggot, I hope you're going well up there in Mackay.
Yeah, Mackay, Don't call it Mackay, because they hate it when you call it Mackay, not Mackay.
Yeah?
Yeah,
sure that's one of his big concerns with a tornado on its way.
Not tornado, mate. They spin the other way. This is a cyclone. Come on.
Oh, okay, sorry, mate.
Lift your game. Anyway, have a good night, everyone. See you next week.
Bye-bye.